You're listening to Higher Ed Social, episode 68. I'm Logan.
And I'm Jackie. And this week we chatted with Jessica Philo. She just started working over at the University of Pittsburgh as a student services specialist. And we had to ask, what is a student services specialist? She talked all about really what it means to create the class schedule, which we thought was pretty simple and that computers did it, but really Jess is doing a lot of the heavy lifting. So she shared a lot of really cool behind the scenes info with us about what it means to schedule all of those classes.
And I got really mad at Pokemon Go, probably madder than I should be, but I don't know. I was angry at the time. So please, please forgive me for that. We also talk about Jessica's blog, Jay Seeks Joy. And Jackie and her talk shop about keeping blogs and what she does to come up with inspiration for her content. So we hope you enjoy this episode of Higher Ed Social.
Well, we can, I think, start the show by you introducing yourself.
All right. My name is Jessica Philo. I live in Pittsburgh. I'm from Philadelphia. I work at the University of Pittsburgh. That's the basic stuff.
What do you do?
I am a student services specialist, which is a fake name. That pretty much means it's a new position they created because this woman retired who was more of a, her title was a secretary. So they're kind of changing gears with this position. So we're not exactly sure what it's going to turn into, but I do course scheduling, which is a crazy process that I never even knew was done by people. I thought computers did this by now. I do social media. And I do some advising when the students are actually on campus, but I only started in the end of March, so I haven't really done much of that part yet.
So, yeah, so congratulations on your new gig. That's so exciting.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Sorry. After I graduated from grad school, it took me 2.5 years to find a job in higher ed, so it was like a very momentous thing for me.
Congratulations. Where did you go to grad school?
I went to Kansas State Online through NACADA, their Master's in Academic Advising program.
I was just looking at a program at Kansas State Online, but it was in digital content strategy.
Yeah. They have been doing online classes since basically since the internet was invented. So they really know what they're doing and they do a really good job with it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. So how long were you doing the program full time?
Yeah, I did it straight after undergrad. So it only took me a year and some change.
Oh, nice. That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good. What was your undergrad in?
Advertising.
Ooh, what made you kind of make the switch?
I sort of picked advertising because I didn't know what else to pick.
So, a solid reason to pick a major.
A lack of direction. But I knew that I liked to write and I was creative, so I just went with it, even though I didn't necessarily want to do it. And the further I got into it, it was like, I really can't do this for a job. It just doesn't feel right. It doesn't, mm-hmm. It's not me. So, but I figured it out.
I understand that feeling. It happens. Yeah. That's so interesting because I feel like if my undergrad offered an advertising major, that's where I would have been. Like, that's what I wanted, but we didn't offer a advertising major. And so I had to, not had to, but I ended up kind of going down this road of communications. And I wanted to be more in advertising and like the creative, but I mean, now I'm in marketing at a college, so close enough.
Yeah, I mean, it works out.
Yeah.
Different paths.
Yeah. So you said you're from that area originally?
Yeah, I'm from the Philadelphia suburbs, and then I went to Temple in the city.
Ah.
That's cool.
So you're a city person.
I guess. I have this theory that you like to be where, like, the opposite of where you grew up. So I grew up in this really small town in the suburbs, and I prefer to be in a city now because I grew up in the suburbs. I don't know.
Interesting. See, I feel like the opposite of that. Like, I also grew up in a suburb, and I feel like I want to be back in a suburb because that's what I'm used to. Like, I can control that. Like, I know how to handle that.
Yeah, it all makes sense.
I can't handle a big city. I get so, I'm so directionally challenged. That's part of it too, is I'm so bad with directions.
Yeah, I am that same way. And it took me a really long time to feel comfortable riding the bus because in Philadelphia, there are a lot of trains, and trains run on a track, and a track goes in two directions, and it can't make sudden turns. So buses were a big step for me in public transportation.
That was, so I grew up in Buffalo, and I would love going on the subway with my parents when, you know, when we were going to go downtown. And so me and my sister would always be like, let's ride the subway. We want to ride the subway. The subway in Buffalo is one line. It goes in a straight line. So I grew up thinking that subways were just like one train, and they just go in a straight line back and forth. And so when I discovered like New York City subway system, it was like, wait a minute, like, hold on. You get off at one and you get on another and they go in different directions. I am so confused. Like, how does this work? Like, cause in Buffalo, you just get on the train and you know which you're going, like, you know where you're going to.
See, in Nashville, we don't have trains, so we don't get confused.
That is an easier way to manage trains, is if you don't have any.
What we
is
get in our cars and drive things, drive places.
Transportation in Nashville?
Not trains.
We have buses?
We have buses that run every 45 minutes.
I mean, that's the same kind of concept. They're basically subways, but above ground.
But they turn. I don't think children are going to be confused by buses going back and forth.
That's true.
Because occasionally they turn right, and occasionally they turn left.
I mean, subways kind of turn, just like not as sharp. They kind of lean.
They don't have, maybe at a switch track.
Yeah. But like,
I'm just questioning the logic of Young Jackie. I'm not really.
It's still hard for me, no matter what, because I never took public transport growing up.
Yeah, me neither did I. We had like SEPTA buses that would run through town, but never needed them.
Both of you that grew up in cities. I grew up in a town of like 3,000 people. Like, don't even talk.
I don't know. I mean, the town I grew up in was pretty small. Like, our class of graduating in high school was 200 people. So
yeah, mine was about 180. So, yeah, we were close.
Pretty small, yeah.
I graduated with close to 600. Whoops.
Oh. Hey, in my small town, like, Super Walmart was where you hung out.
We have a 7-Eleven. In my hometown.
I hung out at 7-Eleven all the time. It was walking distance from my house, and so me and my friends would always walk there. That was what we did.
Yeah.
That was the cool kid hangout. Not even. I can't say it was the cool kid hangout, because that's where I hung out. But that's where I thought I was cool.
Nothing like going down to the 7-Eleven and getting a Slurpee and watching people pump their gas. Yeah.
No, my 7-Eleven wasn't a gas station.
Yeah, it was just a convenience store.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why would you have a convenience store without a gas station?
It was just normal.
It's just very old, probably.
Yeah, it's just 7-Eleven. That's what you do. You
go the north is weird.
And then you get the taquitos that have been rolling on that stupid heat roller for like 7 hours. Yeah, and you get one of those, and you walk back home.
North is weird. Like, why would you have a convenience store without a gas station?
New England's a great place. New England's great. That's why we have all this snow. Because it's just so great.
I guess.
So, Jess, so what have you been, like, it sounds like you do a hodgepodge of things at work with your new position. So what have you been, like, working on lately, now that it's the summer?
The summer is the time when you make the schedule for the upcoming spring semester. So I have been literally making the class schedule for our department for about a month and a half.
That sounds like not fun.
It's so much that you've never even thought about or considered goes on.
Like, what was your... Oh, go ahead.
Especially as a student, like, you have no idea who schedules the classes for when or where or why. Like, you just... You never think about it. They're just there and you take them. There's no... Why would you ever think about that? So it's been very eye-opening being on the other side of things now.
What was your, like... whoa moment when you're like, wait a minute, I have to do what? Or like, wait, this actually happens? Like, what was your moment?
The moment was when I met with the registrar, and they're very lovely, nice people in the registrar's office, thankfully. And I don't know what he's called, but he's in charge, but he's not the registrar. And he's telling me how we print this update and you have to go in manually and handwrite changes on each sheet for each section of each class. So you can have hundreds of these sheets of paper that you have to go in and change the time or the day, or it needs a room, or we're going to use our department room. It floored me. It's hundreds of pages are your department's classes, and you have to sort through them all and figure it all out.
Well, thank you, I guess, for your service.
I'm kind of new to Snapchat. I started it in November, and I posted the other day, and it was a picture of my face, and it said, if you ever meet somebody that does course scheduling, give them a hug because they need it.
Yes, they do.
That's insane. I didn't realize, like, how much goes into it. So you're the person that, like, organizes, like, you pick location, you pick time. Do you pick, like, how many sections? Like, how does that work?
Pretty much my coworkers are directors of undergraduate studies together jointly. And they decide who teaches what, how many classes we're offering, how many sections, how many seats. And it's my job to figure out when, which days, Tuesday, Thursday, Monday, Wednesday, what time of day. If we have three rooms we can use in our department. And then if we don't hold it in that room, it's up to the registrar to give us a room. And there's no guarantee that they will give you a room necessarily, because everybody picks Tuesday, Thursday at 11 a.m. for all of their classes. So it's,
yep,
it's a lot.
So basically you have professors like schmoozing you all the time.
They, at this point, they just expect it to be the way it has been, and I'm not so familiar with that. So I've had a lot of guidance, but when we were going through and making the schedule, my coworker says to me, well, we can't schedule people to teach at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I thought that was so funny, because I was like, well, I mean, we can, technically. And she was like, we can, but we're not going to if we can help it. So it was just kind of funny.
That is...
That's nice,
the oddest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, because me personally, if I'm the master schedule maker, someone's going to have to do it. So yes, we're going to make that happen, but that's not how things operate there with them. So
seriously, someone has to teach at 8 o'clock in the morning. I mean, classes are a thing.
Yeah, but their thing is that students don't really show up to those classes, which we all could probably say is true. So there's that also.
It's true. Oh, wow. So interesting. So what, I mean, Logan and I are biased because we both do social media. I'm curious, what social media type stuff are you doing in this position?
To start, I'm basically just been doing Facebook posts on the department page when they have something they want me to put up there. They have a Twitter account, but one of the faculty members made it, so they don't have the password right now.
That's a thing.
I asked about it a couple times, and no one really knew, so I just kind of left that go for a while. But it's on my list of things to at least figure out how to get into.
Yeah, the password would be helpful.
Yeah, that's pretty much it is right now, just Facebook.
Nice. That's interesting. So is it a lot of students? I mean, it's a big school, so I imagine it's a lot of students in your department that are declared at least.
Yes, and I don't have the exact numbers, but it's been steadily increasing year after year, because I'm in the economics department, and I think a lot of students today are kind of freaked out by the job market and the economy, if you think about, like, what they're growing up around and in. So more and more students are declaring an economics major, so it's been steadily increasing every year. I think we have about 200 students graduate every year just from our department, somewhere around there.
That's a good number.
Yeah, if you multiply by four, it's a pretty big chunk of people.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, for a school our size, that's, you know, pretty sizable.
Yeah.
For a department, it's pretty big. Beaumont's, what, 70? We're getting closer to 8,000. I think we're like 7,700, something like that right now. So, or we will be in the fall, so. Yeah. I mean, a typical department, some of our departments are very, very small.
Yeah. Yeah, and we have those too, but I just don't really know which ones they are, but I've heard of them existing.
Mm-hmm. So what do you do for fun?
I read a lot. I've read
The recent Harry Potter book that just came out?
No, and I didn't. Not yet, because I went to Costco and they had it, and they had two copies left, and they were both like ripped up and like had been very handled. So I didn't want to buy a creepy book, but it's on my list.
Don't want any of those manhandled books.
So I'm going to buy a new book. I want it to be new, you know.
I mean, if anything, you could see if maybe they would have cut you a deal because it was basically a used book at that point.
Yeah, kind of.
But yeah, all of them were probably gone by about 1 o'clock in the morning. So,
yeah, there's the shop that I used to work for here in Pittsburgh in retail. It's a small little. Anyway, it's a gift shop they have books, and they had a midnight release party, and I didn't go to it, but I probably should have because it sounds like a lot of fun. But I'm an old, quiet lady.
Don't say that.
Oh, it's okay. I'm like an 80-year-old woman trapped in a 26-year-old's body.
Right. Wait till you turn 35.
Yes, Logan just had a birthday, and now he's old.
Yep. I'm so halfway to... Well, I'm not really halfway to 40. I'm like almost to 40.
Yeah, you're not. Halfway to 40 was 15 years ago, Logan.
Yes, it was. Back in college.
Life goes on.
Yeah. Life does go on, but I'm still old. Which makes me sad. That's okay. Simon turned 3 as well, so that also made me feel older.
Oh, it's gonna happen.
Yeah. Simon's the offspring.
Not a cat. Surprising.
He's pretty
cute.
Do
you have any pets? We always talk about cats on the show.
Me?
Yes.
I have a dog. I had cats growing up, but I've never wanted my own. But I can't get past the litter box situation. I don't know. It just creeps me out. And
I understand it.
I mean, I wouldn't mind like having a literal cat, but I wouldn't want to deal with the rest of it.
See, the reason why I got a cat is because I was like, I don't want to deal with walking a dog. That was my thing.
I go on a lot of dog walks.
Yeah.
Do you clean up after your dog when they do the business?
I do, but he doesn't go in my house. That's the difference.
But you have to pick it up with your hand.
I mean, it's not my bare hand, okay?
That's true. We use scoops.
There's a barrier.
Yeah, you use scoops, but in the other case, there's a thin piece of plastic between you and the poop. I'm sorry. And you're doing it when it's like 2 degrees outside. Like,
that's the other thing.
Yeah, but the nice thing about my dog is that he goes in our yard. He will not go on a walk, so you could just leave it for a little bit if you really didn't want to go outside right now. So there is that.
That is true. That is true.
Pros and cons.
Yeah. What kind of dog?
He's a pit bull of some kind. He's from a shelter, so we don't really know his whole deal. But his owners were arrested, and that's why he ended up homeless. So that was his. And then nobody would adopt him, and it was like 6 months he was there, and then he tore his ACL. And at the time, I was volunteering at the shelter, and it was like looking at him, it was like, we have to take this dog because no one's going to take him, and he's just getting sad and depressed. So we saved him from a sad life. Like, he had stopped eating. He was just really not doing well.
Bummer. That was so nice of you.
It was really selfless. We just really wanted to help him. No, we desperately wanted a dog. We were like, we moved into an apartment where you could have a dog. And like every week we go to the shelter, it was like, are we going to get this dog? Are we going to get this one? What do you think about this one? Like, it was like a desperate need to get an animal in the house.
Yep.
I know how that is.
Yeah, Logan has many a cat, which we talk about all the time on this show.
Yes, I have several cats.
So I know Logan doesn't. I'm changing the subject because I just had an ADD moment. Do you watch The Bachelorette?
I do not, but I keep seeing things about it in my travels.
I'm missing the live finale right now. I'm a little bit upset, but it's okay because I love you all. And honestly, it's 3 hours tonight. I don't think I can handle 3 hours of The Bachelorette in one night.
I'm not sure I can handle 3 hours of any television.
Yeah, it's a lot. And so, because they have like the 2 hour finale and then the 1 hour like recap, you know, reunion, whatever, I think. And so that's happening tonight. And so I was going to see if you are a Bachelorette fan. Do you watch? I really like bad television. That's my genre.
I tend to gravitate toward terrible television. Right now, I've been rewatching Grey's Anatomy on Netflix, which is pretty bad if you stop and look at it and actually think about it. Like, I'll be watching it, and my fiancé, Mac, will come in the room, and he's like, seriously? This is what's happening? And he's like, an ambulance crashed in front of the hospital? Yep. And I'm like, no. The ambulance crashed into another ambulance outside of the hospital. Come on.
This is how TV works. It's just so, it's so bad, it's good.
Oh, it's, I love it. It's exactly. So bad, it's good.
That's what I love about bad television.
I'm not playing Pokemon Go right now, so I guess I should watch more TV.
Why aren't you playing Pokemon Go? Are you a Pokemon Go?
Because it's stupid now.
Why? Whoa. This just got real aggressive. Do you play, Jess?
I don't, but my fiance has dabbled. And we're going on a dog walk, and I'm like, what are you doing? He's just
that's the only
staring
reason
at the phone. And I'm like, please stop staring at your phone and talk to me.
it is a little bit addicting, but Logan, what
they turned off?
Talk about it? Are you okay?
They turned off the ability to track Pokemon.
They stopped doing that a long time ago, guys. Like when it used. Okay, so
the game's been out for 3 weeks. There is no such thing as a long time ago.
A long time ago in the lifespan of this game. So originally, for the first, let's say, I think it was like half a week, you could tell if a Pokemon was 100, 200, or 300 meters away based on the number of footprints, 1, 2, or 3. That was crashing the game. So they're like, screw it, we're just going to do 3 footprints all the time. So they did 3 footprints all the time, and that still didn't help you. Like,
and then there was PokeVision, which told you where the Pokemon were.
Pokemon for a while.
You had PokeVision, which told you where the Pokemon were.
That's
and
cheap.
Now they've made it even harder because they made it so that the Pokemon run at a higher rate.
That is true.
And I catch maybe 1 out of every 3 Pokemon now, which is very annoying and stupid. And now I'm out of Pokeballs, so and I plan on not buying any more. So I think I'm just going to get stuck.
You're so grumpy.
Well, the game's broken now.
It's not broken.
No, you should. You're just being grumpy. You should go Google, is Pokemon Go broken? Because there's a lot of news articles about it.
You're just grumpy.
Yeah.
Be glad you don't play this game, Jess, is all I have to say.
I think that I am. It's like when I see people are watching Game of Thrones, I'm like, I think it's a really good thing that I don't watch this show because all of the feelings, every single episode,
I have not jumped in on, and I probably should, but maybe based on what you just said, I shouldn't.
And I have this thing about reading books before I consume the media, so I'm probably never going to watch it because that would be a lot of...
Yeah, that's a lot of time. Lots of time.
Hey, I love Game of Thrones. It's great.
I need to. I should probably... I don't even know.
Now's the time to watch it because you can... You won't be as emotionally invested in every episode as it does when it comes out one episode at a time. So in other words, you can find out what happens next, at least until season 6, episode 10. And then you're like, ah!
My thing is that 9 times out of 10 when I'm watching TV, it's just like serving as background noise because I'm doing work. And so Game of Thrones, like I can't just have that on in the background. Like, you have to pay attention to that. That's also why I love bad television, because the plot lines are pretty easy to follow. So you can kind of zone out for a while.
But it's worth it. It's worth it. It is very, very worth it. And here, you're getting in right at the right amount of time, because there's only 2 more seasons left. So you have plenty of time to enjoy it. You know, watch an episode every now and then. You don't have to watch them all at once. But it's good.
Maybe I will invest my time in it. Speaking of investing time, watch me change the subject with a great transition. Talk to us about your blog, Jess, because I really like it.
Oh, thank you.
It's really nice.
Thank you. It started out as a professional development resume extension, and that was fine for a while, but the longer I looked for a job, the more I started to feel like I'm becoming my job search, and I am becoming this one goal, and I'm not even thinking about anything else, and I don't even know what I'm doing here. So last summer, I sort of had I had a moment of clarity where I felt like everything that I'm doing in life is not working in any way in regard to anything, just as far as coping and relationships and self-care and those important things. So I changed it to what it is now from my personal resume website. And I decided that I wanted to sort of chronicle my whole journey to be more fulfilled and happy and content and less freaking miserable, because I was starting to be that black rain cloud that nobody wants to even come near because it was so not in a good place, not in a good place. So that's the gist of the point of my blog, and the intention was to be more consistent with it, but it's really very hard to blog consistently. So
Jackie, say it again about that.
Say it again. Oh my gosh. I every month I'm like, all right, this is the month. I'm going to do it. I'm going to kick myself back into gear. And I've just been such a slacker lately. What is your strategy? Do you try to say okay, I'm going to blog on Tuesdays and Thursdays every week, or I'm going to talk about at least one thing personal every week? What's your strategy for content?
Previously, there has been no real, I have things that I want to talk about and a direction to go in. But as far as concrete posts, it was kind of just whenever the feeling strikes, write a blog post and just leave it at that. And so lately, I've been really trying to be more intentional with it, but I'm trying to be more intentional in every way, really. That's my new word is intention. Intention, because it's so easy to just get distracted and off track and just forget about things for a while. So I'm trying really hard to make a plan and stick to it. So for now, I am planning in advance, and I've written about 3 blog posts into the future. So
good for you.
That's where I am right now. But it's hard to make time and to actually have ideas that you want to talk about that you think people will care to read. So it's a process.
I agree with you there. I struggle with that because sometimes I just have like things on my brain that I just want to kind of spit out and don't really care and write them. And I'm like, I feel like no one cares about this. Like it's going to, I almost feel like I'm annoying people sometimes when I'm writing, but then I'm like, you know what? You don't have to read this. Like I'm not forcing anyone to, you know, click the link and read it.
Exactly. But
you know, it is fun to go back and reread some of my posts. I'm like, wow, how did that happen? But
yeah,
it's very well put together. We'll include a link to it in our show notes. So all you listeners out there, go check it out and go follow jseeksjoy.com. If you are like me and just want to know what's the link, Jackie, let's go. But I see you studied abroad. I feel like for the last, how many episodes, Logan, we've talked to someone who studied abroad.
We've talked like about study abroad a lot.
I have studied abroad, and Logan has not, which is why he sounds not thrilled.
I'm sorry, I went abroad to go abroad.
I mean, does anyone really study abroad? Yes. But it was a good time. That's a neat, I like that you have that as a section, Jess. That's awesome.
Yeah, when I made a mistake with my blog, which people can learn from this, is when I changed my domain name, I didn't renew the subscription to my old domain name.
Ooh.
So all of those posts that are linked to jessicaphilo.com now link to nothing, spammy, buy this domain page. So I used to get a lot of traffic on those posts, but, you know, they're dead links now on the internet, which hurts me inside because I just didn't think about it. I was like, I don't need this. I'm moving on. I'm not going to renew it. And got a little overzealous with that. So that's why they're there, because I still have that hope of like someone's going to read it and it's going to help them.
They're
so
good. Have you considered making these London posts into Pinterest posts? Because these would do so well on Pinterest.
I've pinned them myself onto my pins. I don't know.
They might get some traction.
Yeah. When I had a lot of free time in the beginning of this year, I made a lot of like pinnable images for those posts because they weren't so great before. So I've thought about it, but I don't really do anything with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think your blog looks great. I have blog envy. That is for sure.
Thank you.
That's good. What are you reading? I'm just clicking around it right now.
I want people to be like, oh, what's this? Oh, and that, like, I don't want to, I don't know. I really tried to make it interesting.
It's very nice. I might hire you to do my graphics for me because I'm so bad at graphic design.
I mean, to be honest, I use a free website called Canva.
I was going to say, is it Canva? Because it looks like it. We use Canva at Skidmore when we're like in a pinch for Instagram. We just like throw stuff in Canva.
Honestly, it's perfect because before Canva, I was using Paint.
Wow. I would love to
see Microsoft Word. Oh, I'm sure they're still somewhere on my WordPress, like in the saved files. But yeah, it was a nice, someone told me about it and it was like, you're my favorite person in the whole world because I have the vision in my head, but I can't always make it come out. So
that looks, these look very nice.
Mm-hmm.
All you listeners out there should go check out jseeksjoy.com. I'll say it again.
And it's not just a Pollyanna blog because it sounds like, woo, pep and happy stuff. Like and that's a thing that I want to write about coming soon to my blog, is that I'm not just this sunshiny ball of light, because that's not
real. It's all dark clouds, guys. If you want to put on all your black clothes, turn all the lights off and read.
Jess's your hair in blog. Front of your face. Just
paint your nails black before reading.
There's nothing wrong with any of that, though.
Nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying it will get you in the mood. No. For just, listeners that have not looked at this website, it's like blue and purple and like really cute cursive handwriting and like polka dots. Like, it is not a depressing cloud, I promise.
Something tells me that you and Jackie could be very good friends.
Yeah, maybe I'll just redo my whole blog to look exactly like Jess's because I'm
curious about it. Do you want my color code because I have it memorized?
I can even steal your name because my name is Jackie, so I can even steal J. Seeks Joy. So really, sorry, Jess, you no longer have a blog. I'm just going to take yours.
Oh, that's fine. What I really wanted it to be called was Girl Seeks Joy, but that was not an available handle on all forms of media, so I had to let it go. But that's really what I wanted because it was like the perfect, right? It's perfect.
But cute. But I think the J is better because it's more you. Like, you are a girl, but I feel like J is more, it's more of a stamp.
Yeah, it's true. Thank you.
Well, I think that's all the time we've got for the show today. So, yeah. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. This was very relaxing and not stressful.
We try to be as...
Hear that, folks? It was not stressful. We did not pay her to say that. We always have to keep on the show and they get freaked out. Exactly.
Cool.
So, yeah, head down to highered.social and get links to the things we talked about today and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. If you like the show, please give us a review. And we, guess what? We have a review. Thank you, Nabokov.
Thank you so much.
We really appreciate your review. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at HES Podcast and send us a tweet. We love talking to you. And don't forget to let us know if you want to be on the show. So thanks again for joining us this week.
Bye.
Have a great week.